Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
It's like you should go on America's Got Talent or something as the Doug Loves Movies choir. That was beautiful and so perfect, because this is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles! Baby. All right. It's Saturday, September 16th, 420-ish. 2023, Kingsman, The Golden Circle, A Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life as We Know It, Could Happen to You, Only Live Twice in a Lifetime, Cop and a Half, Nelson of Rambo, First Blood Part 2 for the Roadhouse, and Terminator 2, Judgment Days to Confused Cars. Yeah. And this is our 17th anniversary show! Can you goddamn believe it? Oh my god, a version of this show started on September 18th, 2006. Yeah, you thought I was about to fuck up that date, didn't you? 2006, at the UCB Theater here in Los Angeles. And it was, the show before Comedy Bang Bang, formerly Comedy Death Ray, formerly not a thing. I'm going to be hitting on all the classics today. Not all the classics, but I'll just say this right now before the guests get out here. We're going to play Build a Title today. Yeah, see, there's some weirdos that are excited by that. And so I like to make them happy. Time for Doug Plugs. The longer the pause between when I say it and when the chanting starts, the better. I love it. Because it's a fake thing I started. Nobody ever really is that excited about it, as the LA crowds prove every month. The Benson Movie Interruption is back here at Dynasty Typewriter on Tuesday night, October 3rd. Bring a DVD, maybe we'll watch it. I'm doing stand-up in San Diego at the American Comedy Cocoa on Saturday, October 7th at 4:20. And Douglas Movies is back at the Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington on Saturday, October 21st at 4:20. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com. Yeah!
Wallet!
You did it. Oh, I love somebody adding the sound of a can cracking open. The listeners aren't going to hear that, but it sounded good in the house. All right, let's take a look at the prize bag. Today, our prize bag was gifted to me, and I have plenty of this kind of size bag. It's like a carry-on size bag, but it's beautiful, and it's from a company called July. But, you know, you could use this any time of year. I wonder if that's in their advertising campaigns. And then, this is a Centauri, sounds super fancy, pipe from friends of ours called High Society that has sent me some stuff specifically to give away. And I want to show it to you, but I also don't want to take forever opening it. But here we go, here we go. Ooh. Right? It's a pretty nice piece of glass. And it's really, the packaging is really good for this sort of thing. Did you see how that just slid right out? Pretty sweet. All right, so somebody today who brought a name tag and gets selected, and then the person playing for them wins, is going to get this bag and this piece. And would you like to meet the guests now? I leaked, AKA just came right out and told everybody who all the guests are for this episode as they got booked, because it's a terrific lineup of people who have been, you know, important to the show over the years, and I'll tell you why when I'm introducing them individually later. But let's give it up for Guy Branum, Kate Micucci, Brian Posehn, and Paul F. Tompkins! Come on out, everybody!
Hello!
Look at the beautiful lights on the audio. Oh, they stopped.
17 years.
Did you get together backstage and say, let's go in order of height?
In case there's a fire. Yes.
Yeah. It's perfect. This is a perfect, if you know, don't go crazy with the photographs, but if you want to sneak one.
Don't go crazy with the photographs, gang.
Come on. You know, we're not going to move around or do anything that interesting, but if you want to get one shot, go ahead. Take your shot.
It's going to be like go this for the whole it. Time.
Right? We don't do anything. We just sit here. All right. So thank you all for being here. Let's introduce everybody individually and alphabetically.
The audience?
By first name. We've got Andrew. No, by first name, which means the first guest I'm going to introduce is all the way there on the other end. It's Brian Posehn, everybody.
We did it.
We did. We got together here on Wilshire Boulevard. There's no volcanoes to worry about. I didn't see Tommy Lee Jones out there. And Brian was the first guest ever on Doug Loves Movies. It's true. It was called I Love Movies at the time. And we just sat there and talked about movies for 20 minutes.
And just read from Malton's book.
We used the Malton book to play the Malton game, I think.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, 17 years ago, buddy.
Wow. I'm old as shit.
That was it. I remember that day you were like, I'm going to grow out my beard.
This is my strike beer from the first strike.
It's the 2007 strike.
2007 strike.
We had to endure right after this show debuted.
Yes.
If I'm doing the math right. Also joining us today, this man is, well, we'll get into it with him. We'll get into the specifics in a second. It's Guy Branum, everybody! So Guy Branum is an ongoing champion on the show. How many wins do you have now?
I don't remember. Like three or four.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I were you, I'd probably block out your trip to Brea. But but then there were a couple of Zoomers in there.
Yep.
So I think today you have a chance at like a four-peat or a five-peat.
That's exciting.
Something like that. It's funny that I couldn't even be bothered to figure out how many times he's won. But I just thought you'd know. Because a lot of people that come on this show, they remember exactly what the wins and losses were. They take it very seriously.
I do take the game very, very seriously.
You do.
But I'm not focusing on my own stats. I'm focusing on Meg Ryan's stats, you know? But thank you so much for having me on this very special episode.
I wish I could give you a treat right now, because you are a good boy. Also joining us today, you get to hear her voice every year around the holidays, hashtag war on Christmas, because she sings, co-sings the Christmas version of the theme song of this show. It's Kate Micucci!
Hi, everybody. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I was saying...
No further questions. Okay. Paul, what can I say about our next guest? Seriously, though, what's going on?
Oh, no, I was just saying I had all these grand plans of stopping at Party City and getting one of those balloons that's a 1 and a 7, but I didn't have time. And then I had this idea for a cartoon, and I had it too late, and I didn't have time to draw. But maybe I'll draw it when I get home, and I'll send it to you. But it's just Doug Loves, like maybe like a DLM, but it has eyes, and it's driving a car, and it says, now Doug Loves Movies is old enough to drive in New Jersey.
So she's gonna draw that later,
and I'll buy the
and send me a copy, and I'll post it because that does sound very cute. And you're often like one time I was in Salt Lake City of all places, and there was in the green room you had left a drawing like "Welcome, Doug, to Salt Lake City."
Oh, I left the drawing for you.
Yeah.
Because I knew you were coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Knew I was the next... Or some weird fan of yours decided to draw in your style, because it was very much your style. You've actually had exhibits of your drawings.
Yeah, and then recently I started tagging in New York.
Oh, okay.
It's been really fun.
I was gonna like, we all do on Instagram. You know, want to give people keywords that they recognize.
I bought a big chunky marker and I go around drawing little like birds and ukuleles everywhere.
I fucking love that. And nobody, has anybody ever,
nobody's noticed.
No trouble with Popo?
No, and sometimes I'll like have my cute little dog with me and like it's like very obvious that I'm drawing on a building and then there's a dog. I'm like, I'm not very sly about it.
If they didn't like it, would it wash off?
No, I don't think so. I recently was just in New York yesterday, and I saw a bunch of things I did 2 months ago, and so it was still there. I was so happy.
What were you doing in New York? Oh, visiting all the things that I had drawn.
That ukulele.
Just checking
and
in
that
on them.
Little birdie. Yeah.
I love it. That's so cool. Do you have locations? Like, do you have it written down where you put them?
Well, so far it's just been one big block in the East Village, like between 11th and 12th and 2nd and 3rd. You can go find.
It'd be fun to find, you know, go there and then try to find them all.
And I let, I have a 3-year-old and I let him tag with me. So if you see just random scribbles, that's Mikey's.
Oh, okay. Oh, Mikey.
Can't hurt to start him early.
Yeah. Nice try, Mikey. You'll be in the big leagues with your mom someday. And speaking of the big leagues...
My mouth is full of gum.
I love shredded gum.
I always like the way you big league chew the scenery when you're acting. He's the actor with the most gum in his mouth. That wasn't the intro I was going to go with. But ladies and gentlemen, Paul F. Tompkins.
Can you John McCain wave?
They do such a great job with the marquee here at Dynasty Typewriter. They always put fun stuff up there. And for today's performance, it says, Poseidon Brana Micucci. Poofed. Like it is insulting the three previous names.
Somebody
like,
responding to
deal.
Our names.
Exactly. Paul, you have the honor, if that's the right word for it,
Let's see.
Being... Exactly. you have, I'm pretty sure, have appeared as the most people on this show.
I should hope so.
Over the years.
Yeah.
Because we had one guy that was Mark Wahlberg a lot, and we had a couple other people who would pop in once in a while with a character, but you really did several characters many times.
Am I the only person to play against myself?
Yes.
As three different people? That is an honor.
Yes. Yes, you were a soul guest and played all the parts. You know, that was the day that many people in L.A. died in that accident. And you were the only guest who showed up.
That's right. And you know what? We were supposed to never forget, and I forgot. I don't remember what that accident was.
So, yeah. And then you actually didn't go on that show because, crazy enough, Werner Herzog, Cake Boss, and Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber all walked into UCB and were like, let's do a show. That's right. The town is sad today. We need to put on a show.
So fortunate.
Well, thank all four of you for being here on this auspicious occasion.
Well, Doug, I want to say, I haven't been on the show in a while. It's nice to be back. And also, I also thought to go to Party City and get big balloons that say 1 and 7. And I had plenty of time to do it. I just didn't do it.
I'm glad that nobody did it because I'd hate for like a strong wind to, you know, change the order of the balloons and it just says 71. Be so depressing.
That's all the strong wind does.
Yeah.
The air conditioning.
I mean, it's only two, but you know what I mean. Anytime somebody has a series of letters that are balloons, they always get blown around and it's fucked up.
It was ever thus.
Yeah. You're at Kate's party going, who's E-Cat?
Kate's party.
All right, so before we play our little games today, I would like to do a segment that I call Recommendation Nation, where I put all my guests on the spot and ask them to just introduce one Mosian picture that they think people would enjoy. And I say stay away from big studio movies that are playing now, because we're not here to promote that shit. Guy, you want to start us off? You did, this question's not a surprise to you because you've been on the last four episodes.
Yes. do you know who Emily Heller is?
Who?
Emily Heller. She's a very funny comedian.
Yes.
I'm sure she's done the show before. It's been 17 goddamn years.
Yeah.
She's been obsessed with farces, and so she's been making people come to her home and watch farces. And recently we watched Ruthless People, which I remembered it as like an 8-year-old as being less classy than Down and Out in Beverly Hills. And watching it, it's a fucking steel trap of a script. It's so good. It is so funny. I was just like really wowed by it. And it really is Bette Midler in that year that she realized like what she could do in the bathhouse, she could also do in a Touchstone film.
It's like Bill Pullman made that movie and then walked away from comedy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's just become a more serious actor, but he was really silly in that.
Wait, no, it's Ed Begley. Is it Ed Begley Jr.?
He's like the blonde guy that...
No, I forget who it is. But
yeah.
Maybe it's neither of those guys. Maybe I'm bad at remembering things from movies now.
No. Maybe you're thinking of Big Business.
Oh, I do love Big Business.
Ruthless People, is that the Ransom of Big Chief type thing. Somebody gets kidnapped.
Yes.
And
it's DeVito and Bette Midler.
Midler. DeVito.
Yeah, and Pullman is like the plays the dumb guy.
There's nothing more Paul F. Tompkins than referencing the short story from the 19-teens that it is based on as very classy work.
That is literally all I know about the movie.
It's the important thing to know about the movie.
Might be all you need to know. All right. So that's your recommendation?
Yes, people should...
It'd be funny if we had this whole discussion and you still had a recommendation to give.
No, people should watch Ruthless People and enjoy it.
I want to give it another go because I haven't seen it for a while. And I do remember enjoying it back when. Brian?
Barbarian? I'm trying to think of what isn't like, well, the one we were saying, the brand new one.
Is that a big studio movie?
No, but the other one that I just told when I first walked in and I said, hey, have you watched Talk to Me?
Yeah, what kind of movie is that?
Talk to Me is like the best horror film out right now, but then I was trying to think of what's maybe from a year ago that people didn't see, but...
Right. It's funny, Barbarian came up a lot on this show when it was out.
Cool.
Yeah. But, so, Talk to Me, though, isn't that... It's probably an independent movie if it's a horror film, right?
It's A24,
A24, yeah. They're the ones that, they've honored all of... Like, that's the argument, is why can't these big companies like Disney and Netflix... Why can't they do what A24 has done, which is give everyone a 3% raise and some goddamn residuals when the show's on streaming?
Right.
Yeah.
But Doug, if everyone did what A24 did, then there would have to be a sexy murder in everything that Disney made and everything that Universal made. You know?
Yeah, or just a general veneer of creepiness.
Yeah.
A24 likes to get weird.
Sure.
And I love him for it. All right, so so let's go with... Tell us a little bit about Talk to Me.
I don't know any... They're all Australian, so I don't... It's no big-name actors, but I was in right away, and it's just... You know how something good starts, and you're like... This isn't shitty. You know what I mean? Like, right away, you're like, they're not dumbing down. They're not, you know, I'm not being treated like a fucking idiot. And it's just, and the plot was cool, and the story was cool, and you were just in right away. And
all right.
Young people, and I'm an old guy who, I'm supposed to hate young people, but I don't. Even in the movies where I'm supposed to hate them, I'm like, they seem likable enough.
Are you worried that you're a reverse Scrooge and that you'll get visited by three ghosts who they're just sour?
Yes. Well, all the old comics our age have just gone really like, meh.
Yeah.
I hate the Gen Z and the millennials, and I'm just, I don't want to ever be that guy.
They're so woke. It's so hard because they're so woke.
Yeah.
You can't say anything anymore!
Oh, yeah. It's so hard being racist in 57. I'm a 57-year-old racist man, and I just have trouble being that person now.
It's just jokes about the color of people's skin, that's all.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I don't have time in my day to understand things.
You give you a participation trophy.
I don't have time to understand things because I'm too busy getting coffee in cars.
Oh, shit. I was going to do a game where all the answers were people who are currently scabs.
That's a great idea.
Maybe I'll do it on the next one if Guy's not on that one.
Well, I want to already guess Pizza Man.
Who?
You don't remember the iconic Bill Maher movie, Pizza Man.
Oh, shit.
Which frequently ran alongside Amazon Women in the Avocado Jungle right. on Comedy Central when I was in college.
That's right. Pizza Man was the movie that launched and crashed Bill Maher's movie career.
How? I've seen everything shitty. How am I not aware of Pizza Man? It's a Bill Maher thing?
Yeah, there's no reason you should be aware of Pizza Man. But it is funny to think, like, that movie came out and people watching, like, wait, 2 hours of this guy? No.
There was a, wasn't there a Pizza Boy? I think there's a Pizza Boy. Or that was
a prequel?
Paper Boy.
Yeah, it was a Richard Linklater thing where he just follows one person around from the typical menial job you do at each stage of your life. Crazy. All right. Who's next? Kate?
There's this movie Pizza Man that I've never heard of Pizza Man.
Are you saying Pizza Man?
Finally.
Is it a coming of age story?
It's not a bar mitzvah. All takes place on one day.
Oh, I love those kind of movies.
I mean, keep pitching.
There's a quinceañera across the street. And boy, did those kids grow up that day. What do you have for reals, Kate?
Well, speaking of growing up, I really loved Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Have you seen it? It's so good.
That's what I'm hearing.
It's such a great, it's really just like a solid, I give it a 10 out of 10. It really is awesome. It's like the acting is great. All the kids in it are so believable and really, really great. Rachel McAdams is so sweet and lovable. Everybody's so good. And it's shot beautifully. It kind of has that like 90s nostalgia the way it's shot, even though it's set in the, I want to say, late 70s, 80s. And the score is beautiful. I recommend it.
Well, you know, without spoiling it, is he there?
They kind of leave you hanging.
Okay, I thought they might. I thought they might leave it open for a sequel.
He is there, and his response is, Margaret who?
Dang.
He's there, but he, like, looks at it and goes, new phone, who dis? All right, Paul, what do you got?
The first thing that came to mind when you said that was a movie called Time After Time, which is an old movie, came out in the late 70s, early 80s, about H.G. Wells actually building a time machine and chasing Jack the Ripper to the future.
It's McDowell, right?
Yeah, Malcolm McDowell, the great David Warner, who just passed away within the last couple of years, and Mary Steenburgen. It's a real written by, and I think directed by, Nicholas Meyer. Mm-hmm. Really fun movie. Really fun movie. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Look, I did what I was asked to do. I don't know why everyone got so quiet.
I'd say top two romantic time travel films. That and the
Somewhere in Time?
Christopher Reeve. Yes, sir.
Oh, don't look at a penny.
Points. yeah, that is a terrific recommendation on all the levels, because Mary Steenburgen is very charming in it.
She's
and
great.
It's early on in her thing. And but like, yeah, David Warner was like, he was kind of a go-to villain of the time. And
so good.
Because it was just like, hey, just get a British guy. They're all dicks. And but he was really good in that one. Really, really good. He probably had more fun making that than Tron.
Can you imagine? He didn't seem like the kind of actor that would put up with sitting around doing Tron stuff.
I was just recently talking about this with another friend of mine who had, you know, sent me a picture of Tron with David Warner, and it's like one of those, it's behind the scenes, so it just looks like they're wearing pajamas. And he's like, do you think this was a low point in his life? And I'm like, there are British actors of a certain generation. We're like, as long as it doesn't interfere with my stage work, I don't care what it is. So I'll do whatever garbage you want me to do, and that I can pay my alimony with that, and then I can devote myself to my real career, the stage.
Yeah, like Michael Caine would accidentally be in a good movie every five or six movies in the 90s, and it was a weird time for British actors. To have to be that role.
It truly was.
You know, there's only so many of them get to play Alfred.
Who's next, do you think? Who's
that
the
next
be a reality
Alfred
show?
Pennyworth?
That should be a reality show.
I mean, I think Ralph Fiennes would be, he's in the Lego Batman already, but I think he'd be fantastic. He's kind of in the wheelhouse for it, I think.
He's reached the age, yeah.
Yeah, he's there.
Who was Hey, those Batman keep getting younger, those Alfreds keep staying the same age.
Where do you get such marvelous jokes? So, yeah, who's the Alfred figure in The Batman?
Is it Jeremy Irons, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, it was.
I didn't get that far.
Oh.
No, it was.
Was it Andy Serkis?
No, it was Andrew Serkis.
Andrew Serkis.
The Andrew Serkis came to town.
Jeremy Irons did one of them.
Yeah. No, it's true. I'm telling you, there's so many of them. There's so many Alfreds now. He's Ben Affleck's Alfred.
He's Ben Affleck's Alfred.
It came to me. They told me from the booth.
I personally am ready for a female Alfred. Dame Emma Thompson can reveal a car.
I want that to happen just to watch the fucking nerds freak out. As an old nerd, that's my favorite thing. Yeah. Watching young nerds get pissed. Yeah.
And they just
that's a great argument.
That's a maid! It's butlers and maids!
The two genders.
Yeah.
At this point, they'd be like, you just ruined my childhood and my adulthood. Ruined everything. All right, great recommendations, everybody. Let's go to a 17 years. Let's go to a break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Woo! Oh, what a fun name tag selection process we have. Brian picked A Life of Brian because, of course, your name's Brian.
Well, and you fucking went after him, and I felt bad for him.
I'm sorry, Brian. Brian's sitting funny now because I tore him a new one. I went hard on Brian. He's like changing his sign to Death of Brian. Paul is playing for a very nice lady named Susan, who made a Desperately Seeking Susan poster on her phone, and we trust her. It's too far away to check. Kate's going to play for Johnner, who regular listeners might recognize Johnner. He's been in the mix before. And Guy is playing for Dungeons and Dankins. Isn't that a TV movie, Dungeons and Dungeons? Dawkins and Dinkins? All right, doesn't matter. You got picked regardless. And good luck, everybody. The first game we're going to play today is something called Alex's, Jason and Deb's IMDb game. I almost forgot to give the clapping signal. All right, so here's how this game works. I will start to name the top four movies in the best known for section of an actor or actress's IMDb page. When you think you know who it is, buzz in with your own name. I'll stop. You'll guess. If you're right, you get a point. And you can get bonus points for each additional movie in their top four that you can name. Yeah, it's a good way to get points.
Will you say it all again real quick?
You don't want to jump in too fast on the first one because most movies have a lot of actors in them. And
boy, that's true.
Right? Yeah. And you get a negative point if you miss.
Oh. Fuck.
Any point during the game.
So we're going, we're picking an actor, and then it's what they're known for. You start with...
Yeah, there's four titles across the top of their IMDb page.
Known for.
Say that's known for, and then I will say the first one. You can buzz in there if you want.
Okay.
But might be risky.
Are you going backwards from fourth?
I'll start, left to right.
The most popular.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I don't even know if those four things are ranked that way. Mm. Do you know what your number one thing is?
No idea.
I got a guess.
Sarah Silverman?
What was that?
I don't know.
What was that game we're on? Off World Interceptor?
Yeah, that's it.
I swear, I've had video games that I did a voice on show up in my top four. I'm like, I was in other stuff.
It's probably Big Bang.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Okay.
I looked mine up backstage, and it just said, "Beats me." Are they even allowed to? Are they allowed to do that?
I've seen actors on there with plenty of credits, and they'll only list, they'll have a two or a three best known for. And it's like, okay, I guess they probably went in there and fixed it themselves, So let's not get crazy. Just because there's four spots doesn't mean there's four things I'm proud of.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you get the idea. We got this. First round. The first motion picture that this person is associated with is called Chicago.
Kate.
You're going to take a guess.
Go for it.
I like your style, Kate. I don't think it's going to work out for you. But I like it. What do you got?
John C. Reilly.
What?
That's a fun guess.
It's wrong. A good guess.
Best supporting actor nominee for that film for coming out singing one song with his fingers.
Mr. Cellophane.
Brian, sing along.
I never saw that movie.
How dare you? Catherine Zeta-Jones gave you everything. She put it out there for you, Brian Posehn. And you just walked away like you were better than it.
Oh, he watched the shit out of Entrapment with Sean Connery.
I always said Chicago should have a number where she has to push her butt through lasers.
Yes. Catherine Zeta laser butt. All right, so Kate unfortunately got a negative point.
That's okay. I just thought I'd try.
Yeah, and you can't jump in again on this round.
Okay, fair enough.
Why put yourself through that? That'd be a funny way to play it, though. She just keeps jumping in and guessing every person.
That was ridiculously smart, though. Like, who from that movie has as varied of a career as John C. Reilly? I think it was a fucking brilliant play, Micucci, and I am impressed.
Thank you.
I mean, I haven't seen it lately, but I think his number one movie would be like Step Brothers or Talladega Nights. But, I'm just guessing. Anyway, Chicago's definitely in his top four, though, because like I said, he got nominated for an Oscar. Here's the second movie. House on Haunted Hill.
Oh,
Paul.
Guy.
It is.
Paul is in.
Oh. Yeah,
Brian was going to start
answering.
It's Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian was very
I forgot was what I was supposed to do. Yeah.
What did you do?
I just was going to answer.
Guessed?
I forgot what I'm here to do.
No, but buzzing in with your name, it's not like something I do every day.
It's a lot. What do you want for breakfast, honey? Brian, eggs! Okay, wait. Oh, Paul, go ahead.
All right.
I've seen House on Haunted Hill, saw it when it came out. I don't know that I've retained a lot. I may be confusing it with 13 Ghosts. But I'm gonna say Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Is that what you were going to say,
yeah,
Brian?
Yeah, because you well, already don't worry said it. About it.
That's good, because Paul's going to get the negative point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you dodged a bullet there, buddy.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
What a twist.
But so, I don't know what guy was planning to guess, but you buzzed in next, so what do you got?
Oh, no, I did not get in quick enough, so now I get to hear another clue.
That seems fair. That seems fair.
It does. If this were a real game show, your buzzer would have been locked out. So this is where we would be at. Is you would still be
you would have been like
able to go for it. So Brian and Guy are the only two eligible to figure this out at this time.
Must be nice.
The third title in this person's best known for is Rent.
Like I fucking saw that.
Oh, Guy. Who is it, Guy?
It's Taye Diggs.
That is correct!
Wow!
Taye Diggs! Wow. TD. Now Guy gets to guess one more potential.
Oh, what, the fourth one?
Taye Diggs. Yeah, if Guy guesses it, he gets another point.
I have no good answers for this because I can't think of a Taye Diggs movie except for I watched Go last night and he was in that. And it's probably not famous enough to be in his top four, but I'm going to say Go because I'm still on my Sarah Polley kick.
And he should be, that should be in his top four.
Yeah.
That's easily one of his best movies. Yeah, Go is really good.
I noticed him in, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't even make his top four though. Mm. Yeah. This is a movie I haven't seen. Equilibrium.
Equilibrium.
Now that I've seen.
Don't fall out of your chair.
I haven't seen the fucking blockbuster musicals that everybody saw, but I fucking saw Equilibrium.
Did you really?
In a world where everyone has an inner ear imbalance, one man.
What is Equilibrium?
It was when every movie wanted to be The Matrix.
And
it was another, like, where they set up this whole world and they're cops and future cops.
And they have to keep the equilibrium of the universe?
Pretty much. I don't know.
He's probably like one of the leads in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. He just, you know, proud of all that work he did in that one, I guess. All right. So Guy is on the board with 1 point, and Brian and Kate and Paul are in different stages of no points and negative points.
What?
Catherine Zeta-Jones was in The House on Haunted Hill, though, right?
Was she?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That was. I have to say, nasty play, Doug. Nasty
I know. Play. That's why you need to wait for the equilibrium is the real giveaway there. If you're anybody but Paul or Kate or Guy, Brian's the only equilibrium fan in the bunch. All right, here goes round two. Buzz in with your own name. You know, first sound that comes out of your mouth is officially, you know, it's okay. First syllable. People with two syllables worry that, like, oh, how am I going to get in faster than Guy or Kate or Paul? And Brian, it's simple.
I wasn't even worried.
It's going to be based on the bri part. The bri part is what I need to hear. All right.
Does it have to be your name? It's going to just be a noise?
Well, I'd like it to be close to your name.
Bleh!
Yeah. I call you that all the time, so I'd recognize that.
When we first met, Doug thought I was Dracula.
Yeah. I called him Jump Scare, because every time I'd say hi, he'd go,
that's a good nickname. Like you'd hear in a movie. Somebody that's in a gang, Jump Scare.
Okay, round two. Here we go. First movie is a motion picture called Rent. Okay, second movie. I like smart players. Nobody's taking a chance on Rent. The second film is called The Lego Batman Movie.
Paul
F. Tompkins.
I don't even fucking know.
Is this fun to buzz in?
I'm just gonna get, look, life is short, guys. I came here to play. Yeah. Rosario Dawson.
That is correct.
Good work.
Wow.
I mean, you buzzed in, but I was about to just remind Kate that she's not in Rent.
What's she playing in the Lego Batman?
She's, what's her name? Commissioner, isn't she like...
Barbara Gordon.
Barbara Gordon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They, you know how they flip the... She's the daughter of Commissioner Gordon, and she takes over when he has a massive stroke.
Is this for real?
Can you imagine a little Lego figure
having to explain having to children what a stroke is?
I forget why is he sidelined though? I forget because he has to kind of step down as his daughter takes over. I don't think they explain it. Maybe they say that he has to go make another Gary Marshall movie. Because Hector Elizondo is the voice.
Hector Elizondo! Yay!
Of course!
Hector! I should have known. Should have known.
All right, so two more Rosario Dawson movies, and Paul, you'll be in the lead if you can name them.
Yeah, that's right, because I'm negative. Now I'm at zero. Two more Rosario Dawson movies. Pass.
And
forfeit.
So many actors in movies with such generic names like that system could work on occasion. But the two movies that she has in her top four are Sin City and Unstoppable.
Sin City.
So, Paul, you're back to zero. Guy has one. Kate's still at negative one. And Brian is also at zero. Round three starts with, do I even have to say it? Rent.
Okay.
I am proud to announce I have exhausted my Rent cast knowledge.
All right, the second film.
Wait, there's a guy. Oh, there's a guy I'm thinking of. He won't be. This won't be him.
The second film is Dazed and Confused.
One single clap for Dazed and Confused.
I think the clap was he figured out the
guy,
answer.
Guy. Anthony Rapp.
That is correct. All right, chance for two more points, Guy, if you can name two more.
All right, so this is IMDb top four, which sometimes includes television shows. And in the past on Doug Loves Movies, I've been fucked by the fact that it includes television shows. So I'm going to say Star Trek Discovery.
And?
Oh, and something else. What the fuck has Anthony Rapp been in?
Court testifying against Kevin Spacey.
I react to the truth. Somebody says a fact, I go, oh!
Is this a big Kevin Spacey crowd?
Thank you for paying for time for me on my behalf, Paul.
Of course.
But I have to pass.
That's fair. Okay, so the two that they went with, they didn't go with the TV show. They went with A Beautiful Mind. Oh. And I guess he's in that. And then very memorable in his child performance in Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's the friend who comes along.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he's the one. He looks like Ron Weasley, basically. And he hangs out around Elizabeth Shue drooling. All right. So that means Guy now has 2 points. But anybody, this is still anybody's game, but probably Guy's. Fourth round begins now. The first title is not Rent.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
What is happening? It's Frozen.
Guy.
Oh, what is happening, Guy?
It is Idina Menzel.
That is correct!
Oh!
the fuck?
Brian's like, I thought her name was Adele. No, you get three more.
All right.
Options for points, opportunities for points.
All right, Rent, Enchanted, and...
You can do this.
I mean... What was that one that Diablo Cody wrote where Meryl Streep played the rocket role? I don't think she's in that, but Audra McDonald is. I don't have a third one.
That's okay. You don't need a third one because you just ran away with this game because, of course, Rent is in there. Enchanted is in there. But Disenchanted didn't make the cut. Oh. The sequel, because another sequel did, Frozen 2. Oh, Frozen 2.
I believe it was Ricky and the Flash. So weird. Also, I think it's worth saying again how funny it was when John Travolta said the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. It's always going to be funny. It's one of the greatest things that's ever happened. It makes me smile every time I think about it. Just the idea, because you know what he said, wickedly. He was like, it's going to come to me, it's going to come to me, it's going to come to me. And then it didn't.
No, and he didn't like, whatever reason, he didn't want to wear his glasses or like, thought he could handle it.
Just to like, Adele Dazeem.
Because it was probably still on the prompter, even though he said, I don't need a prompter.
Absolutely.
It was still there. Yeah. So then it just became him trying to read it without his glasses.
Yeah.
Adele Dazeem. But the confidence.
The confidence. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it all the way.
Help me, Zinu.
Congratulations, Guy Branum. You won that game. You own that game, but what will happen in our next game? I'm bringing back a classic because I think this panel can handle it. Panel handle. It's called Build a Title.
Oh, shit! Woo! One of my faves.
All right, so this is a game where, you know, just like I said in the beginning, you know, the top of the show, we try to create a really long title like Three Kingsmen, The Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, It's a Wonderful, etc. I'll give you the starter title, and Guy, you can add a title to the beginning or the end, and then we'll go to Brian, then to Kate, and then to Paul. And if you can't add to it, you're out. And it's, you know, it's more verbal than written when you're coming up with the, you know, and I have to make the final decision, so it often, this game often ends in people arguing. but it's still fun to see how we do. And I thought it'd be great, I'd like to honor someone that I know for sure he is honoring the strikes and not acting at this time because he's dead. His name is his name is Robert Blake, and he's not problematic in any way. If you want to look into him, you can, but he's dead, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah. But he starred in a motion picture that we're going to start with tonight called Lost Highway.
Mm.
So, Guy, you need a movie that ends in Lost or begins?
Paradise Lost Highway.
Okay. Took your time with that.
Yeah. Is this, refresh my memory, are we allowed to abandon articles?
Yes, we get rid of the A's and the's, and it's Brian's turn to movie that ends in paradise or begins on a highway, the opposite of paradise. They paved paradise.
Say it again. Say what his whole thing. Paradise
the whole
lost.
Thing is Paradise Lost Highway.
Fuck. I'm going out on a... Was there a movie, Highway to Heaven?
No. I mean, should have been. I campaigned for it. for many years.
Yeah, never mind.
Even when they switched angels.
I'm brain farting. I don't have anything.
With a movie that begins with Way?
Oh.
Oh, wait, yeah. Yeah.
Or A. Hey! You got Way, though.
Paradise Lost, Highway of the Dragon.
Nice.
Yeah. Thanks for helping. Kickstart my stupid stony brain.
All right. So, Kate, what do you think? You got a dragon or a...
I got an in. Would that work?
A what?
Dragon and out.
Dragon and out. The audience loves it.
You said it's more verbal than written.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how we say... That's how we say dragon now?
Dragon.
Drag in. Yeah, they drag me in there. Drag in there.
I don't say drag on.
Drag into hell. All right. Drag in and out. So we're going back to, is Paul's turn?
Yeah.
Out, blank, or blank, pair, dice.
I'm going to say Outland.
Oh. Speaking of Sean Connery earlier.
In space.
Paradise Lost, Highway, In and Out, Land Before Time.
Wow. There's a gimme in here, Brian. If you can remember.
I know. I got it.
Oh, that also doesn't really move the ball very far.
It's Paradise Lost.
Highway.
Paradise Lost, Highway of the Dragon. Me out.
Land
of time before time.
Time.
Or time after time. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Time after time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got time again. But we also still paradise is still sitting there.
As always, I am ready for the one that is not my turn.
Yeah. Kate, you got something?
Is there a movie called Almost Paradise?
I think so.
I mean, probably.
There's a song. There's definitely a song called that. They use that as
if
the theme
song. If only there
song.
Was a device.
Nobody, no, there'd be like some sort of weird noise confirming that there is a movie called that.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty confident there is.
I just want to say, I'm now not sure that there's a movie called Paradise Lost. I was thinking of Lost Horizon.
No, but Paradise Lost is that documentary about the killer kids.
Yeah.
So I'm fine.
Don't be so excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not based on the book Paradise Lost.
No.
Thank God we got Brian here to clear up that one, because you said it so confidently, Guy, that I just move on. That's part of the game, is tricking me into thinking that your answer is accurate.
Then Almost Paradise, remember that one?
Yeah. No, if you'd have just been Almost Paradise like that.
Yeah, that's okay. I understand that there isn't a movie called Almost Paradise.
But what about, you could just use the pair part.
Oh.
Is there a movie that ends in pair? I've been trying to think of one. I don't think I've, probably something like, what a pair.
Yeah.
Aren't we a pair?
Moldy pair.
Okay, so you're out?
Yeah, I'm out. Okay, it's okay.
Paul?
Paradise Lost, Highway.
Of
the Dragon and Outland. Before time after time, cop.
Oh. Yes.
Thank you.
Time cop.
Paradise Lost, Highway of the Drag, In and Out. Was out, In and Out.
Land.
Outland, before time, cop and a half.
Fuck. Oh. There's a movie that's in
half.
Oh, yeah, got it. I almost had it, and then I got it. Yeah, yeah. Blah, 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 half-baked.
Oh, now there's trouble. We might be at the end of the road. Paul? Too bad there's not a movie about an au pair.
There really is.
There is.
It's called Au Pair?
Yeah.
No way.
Damn.
Is that your answer, Paul?
I'm going to say Au Paradise Lost. That's my answer, yeah, Au Pair. God, I love that movie. I'm due for a rewatch. I haven't seen it in such a long time. I used to watch it every year on the anniversary of my nanny's death.
Okay, guys, you need something that ends in O. That seems doable. Or begins with baked, which does not seem doable.
Orlando, yes. Pear.
Yes.
Orlando, Paradise Lost, Highway of the Drag, In and Out of Time, Before Time, Cop and a Half, Baked, Oh, Pair. Oh no, Oh, Pair was in the beginning.
You're still saying Time Before Time.
Time Before Time, sorry.
After Time.
Time Before Time.
Yeah, it's confusing because of that Land Before Time right there. All right, so that's something. You have something that ends in or? Because I don't think there's any other movies with Orlando at the end.
Like, no, that's
welcome
the only
to Orlando.
That's the only movie I have in my Orlando section.
You have really interesting sections of DVDs in your collection.
Whose turn is it?
Yeah, I think it's Brian's turn. But Paul was making thinking noises.
I'm making thinking noises for
he was
Brian.
Making
so
Brian
he didn't have to do
thinking
it.
Noises.
Yeah.
There's got to be an indie movie called Baked Alaska, right?
Or a documentary. You should have just sold us on that you knew another documentary about some other murderers called Baked Alaska.
Yeah.
Pass?
I'll tap out. Yeah.
Okay. Tap out with honor, because this has been a great one. You got anything that ends in or, Paul?
Home Alone 4.
Good.
Does that count?
I don't know. Because first of all, I tapped it. You know, I saw the third one. I'm not going to lie. But I don't think I saw Home Alone 4. And isn't there a colon and more words? Like Home Alone 4, the wet bandits are back.
I think they stopped subtitling them after a while.
Yeah, they just put the number on there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, lost in wherever they were probably wasn't as exciting.
You didn't need any further information.
Yeah. Home Alone 4.
This kid
Lando.
Cripples more adults.
Home Alone for Lando.
How? I'm calling bullshit.
How about this? How about another, you know, any other movie that had a four on it would probably work, Paul?
I guess.
Well, but I mean, I chose that one because I don't remember there being a subtitle to that.
Probably right? Isn't. Yeah.
I couldn't say Star Wars 4 because that, of course, is A New Hope.
Yeah. Yeah, and they do add words to a lot of them these days, but like some of them are clean, like Toy Story 4.
There's one.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, you just got Coming Home Alone 4.
Orlando.
Orlando Pair. Paradise Lost. Yes, there's a perfectly good Jane Fonda movie that follows that up. So we can do that. We can do that. All right, yeah.
That's your answer?
So Coming Home.
Coming Home?
Yeah, Coming Home.
Yeah, we don't have to say the whole thing.
It's so fun.
What's a movie that... this sounds weird coming out of my mouth, but name a movie that starts with coming. Keep it clean. It
ends with coming, which is more frequent in films.
Duh, of course it ends. It doesn't start with it. Unless it's like, you know, Memento. Benjamin Button, I don't know. All right, have you got anything for coming? I think I thought of one.
You think you thought of one?
Maybe.
What is it? Tell me, I'll say it
you
on mic.
You can't trick me. Oh, I got a real good one.
Must be nice.
I'll add it on at the end after you fail.
I don't have to put it like that. Yeah, I feel trapped. I can't think one of either. Yeah.
You can't perform in this environment.
I'm boxed in.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
Nothing you can do. Did you think of anything else, Guy?
Oh, there was a movie called Homecoming, but I think it was a TV movie.
Right, but I was thinking maybe Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's the answer. All right, so it's Wait, where'd it go? Where'd I write it down? Spider-Man Homecoming. Spider-Man. What number was that, Spider-Man? Or they did not put the numbers in there. Spider-Man. It was just probably Spider-Man Homecoming. Home. Alone for a land. Oh, paradise. Lost highway of the dragon and outland before time after time, cop and a half baked.
That's a fun game.
Yeah.
It's a fun game.
It's fun to do. It's good for car rides, long car rides. Guy won that?
Yeah.
We'll find out what he won right after this break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back!
Woo! Oh my God, did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it.
Must have been my imagination.
We are headed into the Home Alone 4 stretch. And what a competition we've had today. And Guy won the second game. And of course, as everybody knows, winning games in this show just means you get to go first in the next game. The game that really matters is the final game, which we are about to play. And it's something I call Super Last Person Standing. Somewhat truncated edition. I almost said we've gone long, like it's anybody else's responsibility. I've gone long. So what we're going to do is, since Guy was the winner of that last game,
We are going to use his lifeline to help us out with this game. This is a game where we get the name of an actress. I've been playing just actresses lately because, you know, there's just lots of great actresses out there that we never come up on the show, because when I say name an actor, people just go, Nicolas Cage. So, and I love Nicolas Cage, but I can kill everybody in Nicolas Cage at this game. We're going to get... murder them. We're going to get Guy Branum's lifeline, his person... his person he's playing for. Who is that again? Is it Dangins and Dingins?
I have to tell you, at this moment, I really wish I had picked Susan. Because I feel like Susan would give us a nice, reasonable answer, and I don't know how far I can trust Dangins and Dingins.
Well, we need a fast version of this game anyway, because we're running out of time. So what I will do is, in a moment, I'll get a suggestion from Dangin Dingin, and then... we will I'll talk to that damn Dangin, and we will get a name of an actress. He's thinking about it hard right now, I'm sure. And then I like to play along on this one. The five of us will take turns naming movies that that particular actress has been in. And if you can't think of one, you're out. But you do get help from the person whose name tag you chose. That's your lifeline. You can ask them to help you out once. Whenever, at any point, as long as you're still in the game, don't lose and then come back and say, I'd like to use my lifeline. Because that's weird. We start, and then we're going to start with Guy. In what order were we going on before? We'll just flip it so we come the other way. So Guy, Paul, Kate, I play along on this one, and but I can't win. I'm ineligible to win. And then Brian. Dingin, dangin, dungin. What have you got for us?
Michelle Rodriguez.
You know, I was saying we're in a hurry, we need to wrap this up, and you came to my rescue. For a second, I thought you might go Tilda Swinton. She's a popular one amongst people who are dingin' or dungin', but Michelle Rodriguez, that's a pull right there. That is going to be interesting. I don't have a guess of what any of her movies are called. No, I do know. I'm thinking of a few, but this should be a tough one.
Nine title wrap up.
I mean, nine titles is. I think that I'd be impressed by that. Based on, I think other panels that I've had on this show aren't as good as this group here at coming up with Michelle Rodriguez movies. But let's see how we do. Guys, start us off.
First of all, is drunk driving a movie?
I know sometimes they make you watch a movie if you get caught doing it.
All right, I will go with The Fast, The Furious.
Fast and The Furious?
Yes.
Okay. Got to get that ampersand in there.
Got to.
Paul?
Oh, we're changing the order?
I thought we were going in here. Yeah.
Okay, I'm happy with it.
We switched it.
I'm going to say Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yes. Don't say the third one, Kate. I'll just tell you that right now.
I was going to say, Johnner, can you help me out on this one?
Oh, you're already going to Johnner.
Yeah, I got nothing.
All right, Johnner, give her something helpful that Michelle Rodriguez has done. Blue Crush, the surfing movie, yeah.
Yeah, thanks,
like
Johnner. Blue Crush.
Very good. Good answer, Kate.
Thank you.
You're so good at this.
All right. Sounded like a wistful old man on a park bench. I recall her in Blue Crush.
My turn. Fast Five. Brian.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons. He's right.
That's
there.
Right. Yep. I just saw it.
That's crazy.
Oh, I forgot. I saw that in the theater. Dan, help me out here.
Okay, Dan.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, sure. Sounds right. That's right, right, Brian?
Which one? Is she in the first one?
The first one. who's up? Whose turn is it? Who looks like they're thinking the hardest?
Is it me?
Yeah.
I'll go.
Paul, go.
Fast X.
The most recent of the Fast and Furious films. Did you think of anything else, Kate?
Fast 9.
It's called...
The ninth installment of the Fast.
It is called Fast 9, isn't it?
No,
is
it's it? Called, no, I think I it's know, called. I just made it it's up. Called Furious 9. The something about
the fine
fast,
and the 90s.
The Fast. Something about the Fast Saga or something like that. So, okay, so Kate's still in. I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna say Furious 7. Brian.
5.
I said Fast 5.
Oh, 6.
What'd they call that one?
Fast 6.
I think that was Fast and Furious 6.
But, sure.
But yeah, exactly. Guy?
I don't know what the name of the Fast 8 is. So I am...
Oh, it's a good one. Yeah, it's a shame.
Oh, it's probably some sort of...
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is Fate of the Furies.
Yes!
With an 8.
Yes!
Nice.
Wow. Did you knew that one, Paul?
Yes, I did know that one.
Because, yeah, that anytime they... The 8 of the Furies...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not since the 7 have I seen... A number just crammed into a title.
Anytime the movies delve into vanity license plate territory, it's bad news. All right.
Have you used your lifeline yet?
I haven't.
Oh, so you got that as an option.
Susan, are you out there?
Oh, he's desperate, Susan.
And remember, your name tag is a phone.
Don't you ever forget it. Hobbs and Shaw.
I want to say
she might as well be in that.
I want to say the Fast and the Furious presents Hobbs and
yes!
Shaw.
Yes. Title corrected. Excellent.
Thank you, Susan.
She was in that movie. No, she wasn't.
Oh no! This is when he gets all Gollum.
That movie. Oh, yeah, I just realized when you said Dungeons & Dragons, you meant the more recent one, not the yeah. Tom Hanks TV movie.
That's that was Mazes and Monsters. Monsters. Thank yes. you.
I wouldn't have said that.
I want to say, was Michelle Rodriguez in Jennifer's Body? No. Okay, I'm out. Brian?
What was her first movie?
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. He knows.
It's not Kids, is it? Was she
no, in... maybe. No.
I'm imagining on the screen, okay. Introducing Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Now, that would have been my guess, but I know yeah. it's not right.
All right.
I just remember having watched so many movies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Right.
Whoa, guy hasn't
yeah,
gone
what's
to his
my lifeline?
Line? Oh, Brian hasn't used Brian.
Yeah, I haven't.
Holy shit. What an exciting development. Yeah.
Do you know her first movie, or can you think of another? What do you got?
Machete.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Machete.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Nice.
That is a good one.
Machete.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
I have nothing. Like, so frequently I will watch a movie and there is a character who defies our understanding of gender and I'll be like, who was that? And the answer is Michelle Rodriguez. But I know I don't remember any of those movies.
I mean, she's really dedicated a lot of time being Fast and Furious. And but, you know, she's. I think I thought of a gateway to some more titles. But, Paul, do you have anything else?
You thought of a gateway?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a chance here because I have not seen either film. And I'm going to say Machete Kills.
Why not, right? She has to be in it. Yeah, for sure. Brian?
No, that was what I was going to go for.
Oh, shit.
I think I'm out still. Yeah.
Out still?
Well, I was out until my friend Brian saved me.
Yeah.
You're re-out.
So, I'm re-out.
You're re-out. So.
Oh, now we come to Doug with his famous gateway.
Oh, you know, she's in a lot of
like, isn't she in Spy Kids and other things that Robert Rodriguez? Like, if you name a Robert Rodriguez movie, isn't there a good chance she's in it? Like, she's been in a few of his things, hasn't she?
I don't actually know.
Yeah, I think she has. I think she's in a Spy Kids. I think she's in a Once Upon a Time in Mexico, maybe.
No, why don't you name five?
Did I say I had five?
Hollywood legend is that she tested for Lava Girl.
Paul, I'm sorry. I have a slow five. It's going to take me a while, unfortunately. But congratulations, Paul F. Tompkins. You win. You, what a badge of honor you can wear. That you knew more Michelle Rodriguez movies than four other white people. You squeaked it, and you got to do your plugs first. What would you like to promote?
Oh, well, let me tell you, folks. I do a live variety show called Varietopia, which is comedy and music, everything else. Thank you for being aware of it. The next shows are going to be in October at the Bell House, my favorite venue. The early shows are sold out. Late shows, still some tickets left. That is October 14th and the 15th. Lovely time to be in the New York area. And then back in L.A., December, I think it's 17th, at Lodge Room in Highland Park. So there you go. Wait. Also, we're doing, I forgot, these other shows are happening right here at Dynasty Typewriter. On Thursday the 21st, we're going to do the Neighborhood Listen Live. We've started recording that podcast again. And then, I don't even know if this is on the calendar yet, but mark your calendars, calendar havers. October 9th. We are doing our second Super Ego Wild Horses collaboration. We were supposed to do right before shutdown, right before quarantine. We're going to improvise a murder mystery. The show is called Whom Has Done It? And so that's going to be here, and these shows will be live streamed as well. So there you go.
Thank you, Paul F. Tompkins. Sixth ever guest on the show.
What?
You were.
All right.
I just remembered that.
Fun stat.
I was just going through in my head all 783 people who have been on
the
show.
Sure, sure.
And I realized you were on the sixth episode. So in like roughly October, November, something like that. 17 years ago. I mean, It is the time when we were supposed to wrap it up, so a lot of these things are automated now, and they don't have a person up there, and the show was supposed to end right there.
Nice.
It's almost like, this is boring. Doug! I'll end this boring show. We still got to do everybody else's plugs. Paul did his. Brian Posehn.
The new Metalocalypse movie, I helped Brendan Small write it, so that's,
oh, that's
out
for
streaming. And we didn't get to promote it at Comic-Con because of stuff. And then if you like comic books, I have a bunch out and coming out. My latest is called Scotch McTiernan versus the Forces of Evil. And I got a thing called Grommets coming out through Image Comics, and a thing called Rifters through Image Comics. That's it.
That's enough. Guy Branum, the run came to an end, but what a glorious one it's been.
It's been a magnificent time. Thank you so much for having me so much. I will again say, if you haven't watched Platonic, watch Platonic on Apple Plus. And as you guys all know that I have now consumed all of Sarah Polley's work, if you have strong opinions or readings, come to me on Twitter or Instagram with what you think the Take This Waltz was about.
That's a wild movie.
It really is. It was in the end, it was lovely. In the end, it was lovely.
Yeah.
Silverman was a fucking loaded shotgun the entire time. You're like, what's this character doing here? And then when she does it, you're like, boom. All right, I'll stop now. We have to leave.
Kate McCucci.
I have a kids album coming out November 3rd, and I'm going to be releasing singles along the way in the first one is out already. It's a song about Mr. Rogers, and the next song comes out next Friday, and it's called Bucket of Beans.
Also about Mr. Rogers. thank you, Kate. Doug Loves Movies is back at Cap City in Austin, Texas on Wednesday night, October 25th. And we'll be back in Cleveland at a new venue there for us called Dunlop's at 4:20 on November 4th. That's a Saturday. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Thank you to Dynasty Typewriter. And thank you to all of my guests, Brian Posehn, Guy Brian, and Paul F. Tompkins, and Kate McCucci. Apologies for being 3 minutes over. And as always, I know things about pigeons, Lily. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause God loves movies. Yay! Bye, everybody! Another 17. 17-